I'm sorry. Don't touch me. Please. I just need a few more moments to snap out of it. Hell of a night, huh? Are you okay? Just tell me the truth. Are you okay? Then why are you standing weird like that? Did I? Did something happen to you last night? I do need to know, because if I hurt you, there's blood on you. There's blood on your clothes. It's not from a cut. You're the most careful cook I know. You don't cut yourself, ever. Besides, unless you were cutting something on your stomach, I doubt you'd be bleeding from there. Did I do that? Well, I do want to talk about it. Because I think I hurt you. It's fuzzy, but I know I hurt someone. Don't you get it? The wolf and I are the same. It doesn't matter whether or not I remember. Just let me see it. Please. Stop changing the subject and let me see it.
Now!
That looks bad. Like going to the hospital bad. You need stitches. It doesn't matter if you applied pressure. It's still bleeding. We need to stop the bleeding. You're not fine. You're bleeding on our kitchen floor. And it's all my fault. Tell me what happened last night. Please. I already know you're hurt. Just tell me how. The not knowing will drive me crazy. Wait, never mind that. I should call for help first. Hey! Give me the phone. Babe, we do not have time for this. Give me the phone. What part of "you're still bleeding" did you not understand? Something vital could have been pierced. You could be bleeding internally. We need to get you checked out. Just let them look at you. Make sure you're not running too low on blood or anything. The longer we stand here, the worse off you could be. I know how to do them, yes, but that doesn't mean. Stubborn little. Fine. Sit down. Are you sure you want me to do this? The hospital could give you some painkillers and numb you before. We could make up a story. Say you got, I don't know, attacked by a mountain lion or something. Leave it to you to be worried about the pretend mountain lion being killed. Fine. I have to disinfect this. It's going to sting. All right, here we go. I know, shh, Almost there. There we go. There we go. Just shh. There you go. Let it do its work. You're doing so great. You're okay. You're gonna need at least 4 stitches. Maybe 6. You sure you don't want me to... Fine. If you need to, just grab my arm. Ready? Here we go. 1, 2... I know. You're almost there. Just hold on. 3 and 4. There. Just let me tie it off. All done. Baby, look at me. You're all done. You did great. Oh, so now we're talking about it. All I remember is you putting me in the basement. Then nothing. Just bits and pieces, some blurs, maybe some screaming, but nothing. What happened? The chains broke? I was loose in the house? Fuck. You should have let me outside. Better that I hurt someone else rather than you. Because I can't live with myself if I hurt you. You're the one good thing I have in my life. And if I were to kill you, I would never forgive myself. No, I can't forgive myself for this. I can't. I can't do this anymore. You spent the night playing hide and seek with a werewolf that could have killed you. That almost did. How do you think I feel knowing that I put you in that kind of danger?
Don't touch me!
Please. This has to end. We can't do this anymore. This. Us. It's over. I'm not overreacting. It's only by sheer luck we're still having this conversation right now. I could have woken up and found your lifeless body at my feet, still in my jaws, spread throughout the house. There will come a day where you won't be here anymore. And it'll be all my fault. Do you know how many times I've seen that in my nightmares? How it haunts me? But I told myself that I could do this. That I could keep you safe. We had a plan and it worked. For a time. But it's over now. It failed. No. There is no more coming up with new plans. There is no more trial and error, because trial and error with this has too great of a risk. I was a fool to think I could live in both worlds. I'm a monster. A monster that almost killed you last night.
Yes, I am! No! Stay away from me!
I can't risk you. Just... Please forget I ever came into your life. Yes. We're breaking up. We're done. I know. I love you too. But love has nothing to do with it. Love can't keep you safe or prevent me from becoming a monster once a month. I'd rather lose you and know that you're safe rather than have you and seeing your lifeless eyes in my nightmares. Don't come near me! I said, it's over. We tried. No one can say we didn't try. And I wanted so badly, more than anything, for this to work. I thought it could work, but I was wrong. A monster like me needs to be alone. A monster like me has to die alone. Goodbye, my love.